Well, checking baseball, the New York Yankees had to sit through a pair of lengthy rain delays before dropping one game back of first place Boston in the AL East. Jordan Zimmermann combined with two relievers on a seven-hitter as the Tigers downed the Yanks 2-0 in a game delayed more than 4.5 hours by showers. Justin Upton's RBI double put the Tigers ahead to stay just three batters into the game. A game began 86 minutes late and was held by more than 3 hours by rain in the bottom of the seventh. The Red Sox weren't as fortunate. Their game with the Indians at Fenway Park was postponed by thunderstorms and rescheduled for August 14th. Elsewhere around the majors, Zach Godley and three relievers combined on a three-hitter as Arizona blanked the Cubs 3-0 at Wrigley Field. Chicago still is in first place in the National League Central by 2.5 games as Milwaukee suffered a 5-4 loss to St. Louis, keeping the Brewers 2.5 games back. Yadier Molina hit a pair of solo homers before Colton Wong's two-run double put the Cards up 5-1 in the sixth. Eric Thames and Jesus Aguiar homered for the Brewers. The Dodgers' 9-game winning streak is over after Tyler Flowers ripped a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the eighth inning, lifting the Braves past Los Angeles 5-3. Dallas Keuchel was pinned with his first loss of the season as Logan Morrison nicked the Houston starter for a 2-run homer in the first inning in a 3-0 Rays win over the Astros. Vance Worley threw 2-hit ball over 7 innings as the Marlins beat the Nationals for the second straight night, 7-0. Cleveland's lead in the AL Central is 2.5 games over Kansas City after the Royals' third straight loss and fourth in 5 games. 6-0 at Baltimore. Jeremy Hellickson was sharp in his Orioles debut as he limited the Royals to 5 hits over 7 innings. Caleb Joseph slammed a 2-run homer, Chris Davis lined a 2-run double, and Tim Beckham drove in a pair with a triple and a double. The Minnesota Twins have given their sagging playoff hopes a boost as Ervin Santana threw a 4-hitter and delivered a 2-run single in a 5-2 win at San Diego. Curtis Granderson launched a 3-run homer while the Mets scored 6 times in the 6th inning in a 10-5 comeback win over the Rockies. Also yesterday, homers by Joey Gallo, Delino DeShields, and Elvis Andrews powered the Rangers past the Mariners 5-1. Mike Trout, C.J. Cron, Caleb Cowart all homered while the Angels exploded for 7 runs in the 3rd inning in a 7-0 rout of the Phillies. Steve Pearce and Josh Donaldson hit solo homers to back Jay Happ in Toronto's 5-1 win over the White Sox in Chicago. Jesse Winkler's solo blast snapped a 2-all tie in the 7th inning before Adam Duvall added a 2-run shot in the 9th to power the Reds past the Pirates 5-2. And Ryan Healy finally hit his 20th home run, and Daniel Gossett worked 7 strong innings as the Athletics downed the Giants 6-1. Also in baseball in news, the Indians have placed All-Star reliever Andrew Miller on the disabled list with right knee tendonitis and announced that pitcher Josh Tomlin is out at least 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Miller has walked 10 batters in his last 21 innings after issuing just 9 walks in 74 and a third innings last season. Tomlin's season could be in jeopardy after an MRI confirmed a mild to moderate left hamstring tendon strain. In football news, one of the most successful football coaches in Notre Dame history has died. The school announced in a statement that Ara Parseghian died at home Wednesday morning at the age of 94. Parseghian coached the Irish from 1964 to 74, winning national championships in 1966 and in 73. He abruptly retired at the age of 51 with a record of 95-17-4. Parseghian had recently returned to his home in Granger, Indiana, after spending more than a week in a nursing care facility in South Bend, Indiana. He was treated for an infection in his surgically repaired hip. Former Florida and NFL quarterback John Reeves has died at the age of 67. The Hillsborough County Medical Examiner's Office said Reeves was found dead at his home Tuesday. The cause of death is being investigated. Reeves finished his college career as the NCAA's all-time leading passer and later struggled with drug and alcohol addiction. He dealt with dependency for most of his 11-year career as an NFL journeyman, a run that began as a first-round pick of the Philadelphia Eagles in 1972. Mississippi cornerback Ken Webster and linebacker Detrick Bing Dukes have been arrested and charged with shoplifting. Lafayette County Detention Center jail records show Webster and Bing Dukes were arrested Tuesday. Both players are expected to be big contributors for the Ole Miss defense this season. LSU coach Ed Orgeron says starting offensive lineman Tahuma has been suspended indefinitely for a violation of team rules. Orgeron revealed earlier this week that Tahuma wasn't practicing when fall camp opened because of academic reasons. Wisconsin announced a new series with Notre Dame, but don't look for similar moves from the Iowa Hawkeyes anytime soon. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the annual series with Iowa State is not going to be interrupted to accommodate a national opponent.
You know, when you play 10 Power 5 games a year, I think that measures up with anybody in the country. So, you know, now we're going to start a discussion about maybe breaking a series so we can do a game like that. I don't think that'd be really well received at home on either side of the fence. In my opinion, I think that game is really good for our state and good for football in Iowa.
Farron says the series with the Cyclones guarantees 10 Power 5 opponents every season.
We can schedule 12 of them if we want, but I'd like to hang around for a couple more years and coach. I don't want to get run out on a rail. I mean, I'm a masochist. And our conference, you know, those 9 games, there's a reason why nobody else, or very few conferences do that. There's a real good reason, you know, because it hurts you a little bit. It doesn't hurt, but it makes the challenge nationally a little bit tougher.
Hawkeyes open up their season at home on September 2nd against Wyoming. We'll have Hawkeye football for you here on the radio. Well, after years of high expectations in the Missouri Valley Football Conference and nationally, Northern Iowa's reputation as an FCS power seems to have diminished heading into 2017. The Panthers fell to 5-6 last year despite opening the season with a win at Iowa State. They were picked fourth in the Valley's preseason poll without a single vote for first. Northern Iowa figures to have another tough schedule in 2017, starting when it opens its season September 2nd against the Cyclones. Coach Mark Farley said Wednesday this team will find its course. He said we have a lot of youth, speed, and depth. In some ways, last season's subpar record wasn't so bad. The Panthers lost to subdivision powers Montana and Eastern Washington and narrowly fell to North Dakota State and Youngstown State. Oklahoma backup quarterback Chris Robison has been dismissed from the program for violating team rules. Coach Lincoln Riley made that announcement in a news release. Robison was rated a 4-star recruit by 24/7 Sports, ESPN, Rivals, and Scout. He participated in spring practice after enrolling at Oklahoma in January. On golf news, Martin Keimer has withdrawn from the PGA Championship next week because of a left shoulder injury. His brother Philip says the 2010 PGA Championship winner has inflammation in the tendon of his upper biceps, and he's been advised by doctors to step away from golf for 10 days. Rory McIlroy has formally announced that he has parted ways with caddy J.P. Fitzgerald and will use his best friend Harry Diamond as his caddy in the Bridgestone Invitational and the PGA Championship next week. Still to be determined is how long he uses Diamond and what McIlroy does after the PGA Championship. McIlroy says there wasn't one incident that led him to switching caddies after 9 years. McIlroy says they remain friends and he didn't want their roles as player and caddy to change that. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.